Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace was happy to excuse outside linebacker Willie Young from missing the team's curfew Friday night because Young was busy signing a two-year extension.
I'm excited for Willie, excited for the Bears. You know, we did this, you know, everything he brings to the table. You know, he's a productive player, he's a good player, and most importantly, he's a good teammate.
A year ago, Young was recovering from a torn Achilles tendon and trying to learn a new position. But he made a successful transition from defensive end to outside linebacker in the Bears' new 3-4 defense, leading the team with 12.5 tackles for loss and ranking second with 6.5 sacks.
You know, I'm slightly speechless right now, but super excited about the opportunity to extend my career with the Bears. I want to give a big thanks to the organization for absolutely believing in me with no doubt, you know. Super excited right now.
The Bears practiced in pads for the first time Saturday, and one player who definitely stood out was monster defensive end Akeem Hicks.
I think for our defense, it's important that we get out there and we actually put some stuff on tape so we start to create an identity, you know, and become the type of defense that we want to be.
Undrafted rookie Kieran Duncan provided the catch of the day Saturday, tumbling the hall in a long touchdown pass. Duncan is a guy that went to Colorado State Pueblo, a Division II school, but ran a 4.2940 at his pro day. Duncan and the rest of the Bears will be back on the practice field here in Bourbonnais on Sunday. Stick with ChicagoBears.com and our official app for complete camp coverage.